We continue this month's audio with a report on the creative forms of social protest seen around the world recently. From rubber ducks to colourful umbrellas, here are just some of the ways that people are trying to make their voices heard.
Guy Fawkes masks. Strangely, the story of 21st century protest begins with a mask of Guy Fawkes, a Catholic terrorist who tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament in London in 1605. The mask was adopted by a series of protest movements following the 2005 movie adaptation of the comic V for Vendetta, whose terrorist anti-hero wears one. First came the hacker collective Anonymous, who, as their name suggests, didn't want to show their faces. From there, it spread rapidly to other parts of the world, anti-capitalist protesters on Wall Street, the Indignados protesters in Madrid, anti-globalisation protesters at successive G20 summits, all used the Guy Fawkes mask. Most recently, it has been seen on the streets of Hong Kong, worn by young people resisting China's authoritarian repression.
Smiley faces. The man pictured here, Jolovan Wham, was later arrested for organising an illegal public protest, which is exactly what he expected to happen. His objective was to demonstrate to the world how ridiculously oppressive the laws are in his home city of Singapore. According to the rules of the small city-state, any form of public protest, even one involving just one person, must have permission from the police. Yet nobody seeing Mr. Wham's hand-drawn smiley could have known what he was protesting about without consulting his social media. It was a cryptic message of support for two activists arrested for suggesting that Singapore do more to combat climate change. Because of his smiley face, Wham could be liable for a €4,465 fine for disturbing the peace.
Rubber ducks. Humour is a powerful form of protest against authoritarianism, making state brutality appear even more unjustifiable to independent observers. That was the brilliance of pro-democracy protesters in Thailand, who used gigantic inflatable ducks last year. The ducks protected people against the Royal Thai Police's use of chemical-laced water cannons, while the ducks' big-eyed innocence eloquently symbolised the unequal balance of force. As such, the protesters ridiculed their oppressors, and all the more so because yellow is the colour associated with the royalist faction in Thai society. Expect to see more ducks in the future.
Colourful umbrellas. For the past 6 years, Hong Kong has been rocked by protests against China's increasingly repressive attitude toward the semi-autonomous island. In 2014, this became known as the Umbrella Movement, because protesters began using umbrellas en masse. Their role was multifunctional. They hid people's faces from surveillance cameras, they protected them against police tear gas, and, to those watching around the world, they provided a colourful symbol of resistance. In fact, they proved so popular and effective that the sale of umbrellas has now been banned on Chinese e-commerce sites on the grounds that they are weapons.